88.5 KCSN, Nick Harcourt, your host for the morning show. Well, we'll turn that down. Thank you so much, Michelle. We've got Kanwa Khan in studio. Welcome, guys. Thank you. I know it's been a bit of a rush in there this morning. Seven people in, but you're our first session of the year, so we're so happy you're here. Presuming you can hear me.
Yes.
Okay. Why don't we kick into it? We're running a little bit late, so we'll start with a couple of songs, and then we'll come back and chat.
Are we saying goodbye? Are we saying goodbye? It's time.
It's 88.5 KCSN. Nick Harcourt with you. Kanwakan joining us live in studio. And we were running a little bit tight for time, but let's try and get a little bit of a conversation before we jump out of here. First of all, thank you for coming in. We got seven people in the studio this morning. It's quite a feat to pull off, and thanks to our engineers, obviously, as well. I don't know who wants to get on the microphone, but can we just have a little quick catch-up? I should let the audience know, by the way, first of all, that you have a Monday night residency throughout February at the Echoplex, which is pretty cool, and KCSN is presenting that, we're happy to say. And also want to give a quick shout out to my mate and yours, Robin Dana, who first turned me on to your music. So he says hi.
Oh, thanks, Robin.
So give us a quick little bit of history about the band, whoever wants to pick it up.
That sounds like a question for you, George.
Closer than the mic.
So I am.
Whoever's got a microphone.
Well, I think this started out a couple years ago when George had this idea for, I think it was sort of a minimalist classical ensemble. And
What happened?
He wrote a bunch of classical compositions and then decided that that wasn't going anywhere.
Right.
And he wanted to be in a rock band. I don't know. I think I'm making that up. Either way, he kind of brought those into to a scenario that had drums and bass and guitar and kind of liked how that was going, and then we decided that maybe we needed some vocals and then maybe some of those compositions should turn into songs.
So when did the writing process for the songs that found their way onto the EP begin?
Around about two years ago. A lot of them are brand new, though, in the past 6 to 9 months.
And the recording process for you guys is what?
Very long and tedious.
Yeah.
We've been working on the record for about a year and a half now, and some of those tunes are on the EP, and then we've got a whole bunch more coming your way in the spring, I hope.
So it's full-length album coming through Verve, because you're now with
Verve
Records as well.
Very excited to be with Verve.
And how did that come about? I mean, obviously you're building some word of mouth around town and things start to happen, but how did you end up going with them? Because, you know, record labels are a little dodgy these days.
Not in our experience. We've had a really good experience so far, and the folks from Verve came out and saw us showcase at our rehearsal space, and they were really, really friendly people, and we were just really excited to be involved with them.
It's a smaller label, though, as well, obviously, and you have the opportunity to, you know, be heard and not get lost, right?
Yeah, and that's why we like them, because they're letting us follow our vision.
Well, we really, unfortunately, don't have much more time to talk. I know we got one more song left, and maybe we'll get you back some other time, and we can have a little bit of a longer chat, but I appreciate you guys coming in.
That'd be great. Thanks, Nick.
What are you going to finish off with?
What are we going to finish off with? Moving On, the title track from our record.
All right, we played that the EP version a little bit earlier on this morning, so looking forward to this one. And then at the top of the hour, it'll be Jim Nelson. You're listening to KCSN. I'm Nick Harcourt, I guess in studio, Camel Cam.
Met the ghost of you and I, and the sake in the skies. Said you had me for a fool, but I got what I need from you. No truth, it can turn me we your mood.